Perdita yelled. No, that had been forward of me, Agnes thought. Perdita screamed, "You were built forward, you stupid lump!"
"Please let me introduce myself. I'm Vlad," he said kindly.
Oh, yes, he's about to pounce on... Yes, a prawn vol-au-vent. Prawns up here, eh? King Verence has spared no expense, has he?
"He had them brought up on ice all the way from Genua," Agnes mumbled.
"They do very good seafood there, I believe."
"Never been," Agnes mumbled.
Inside her head, Perdita lay down and cried.
"Maybe we could visit it one day, Agnes," said Vlad.
The blush was at Agnes's neck.
"It's very hot in here, don't you think?" said Vlad.
"It's the fire," said Agnes gratefully. "It's over there," she added,
nodding to where quite a large amount of tree was burning in the hall's enormous fireplace and could only have been missed by a man with a bucket on his head.
"My sister and I have..." Vlad began.
"Excuse me, Miss Knit."
"What is it, Sean?" "Drop dead, Seanog," said Perdita.
"Mum says you're to come at once, miss. She's down in the yard. She says it's important."
"It always is," said Agnes.
She gave Vlad a quick smile.
"Excuse me, I have to go and help an old lady."
"I'm sure we'll meet again, Agnes," said Vlad.
Oh, thank you.
She hurried out and was halfway down the steps before she remembered she hadn't told him her name. Two steps further, she thought, well, he could have asked someone. Two steps after that, Perdita said,
"Why would he ask anyone your name?"
Agnes cursed the fact that she had grown up with an invisible enemy.
"Come and look at this," hissed Nanny, grabbing her by the arm as she reached the courtyard.
She was dragged out into the carriages parked near the stables. Nanny waved a finger to the door of the nearest one.
"See that?" she said.
"It looks very impressive," said Agnes.
"See the crest?"
"Looks like a couple of black and white birds. Magpies, aren't they?"
"Yeah, but look at the writing,"
said Nanny Ogg, with that dark relish old ladies reserve for nastily portentous things.
"Carpe jugulum," read Agnes aloud.
"That's, well, carpe diem is seize the day. So this means..." "Go for the throat," said Nanny. "You know what our king has done. So we can play our part in this new change in world order thing and get money for hedges because Clatch gets a nosebleed when Ankh Moor Pork stubs its toe. He's gone and invited some bigwigs from Oberwald. That's what he's done. Oh, dearie, dearie me. Vampires and werewolves. Werewolves and vampires. We'll all be murdered in one another's beds."
She walked up to the front of the coach and tapped on the wood near the driver, who was sitting hunched up in an enormous cloak.
"Where are you from, Igor?"
The shadowy figure turned.
"What makes you think my name is Igor?"
"Lucky guess," said Nanny.
"You think everyone from Oberwald is called Igor, do you? I could have any one of a thousand different names, woman."
"Look, I'm Nanny Ogg, and this, excuse me, is Agnes Knit. And you are..."
"My name is, well, is Igor, as a matter of fact," said Igor.
He raised a hasty finger.
"But..."
"It might not have been."
"It's a chilly night. Can we get you something?" said Nanny cheerfully.
"Perhaps a towel?" said Agnes.
Nanny nudged her in the ribs to be silent.
"A glass of wine, perhaps?" she said.
"I do not drink wine," said Igor haughtily.
"I've got some brandy," said Nanny, hitching up her skirt. "Oh, right. I drink brandy like stink."
Nicoleg Elastic twanged in the gloom.
"So," said Nanny, passing up the flask, "what you doing this far from home, Igor?"
"Why's there a stupid troll down there on the bridge?" said Igor,
taking the flask in one large hand, which Agnes noticed was a mass of scars and stitches.
"Oh, that's Big Jim Beef. The king lets him live under there, provided he looks official when we've got company coming."
"Beef is an odd name for a troll."
"He likes the sound of it," said Nanny. "It's like a man calling himself Rocky, I suppose. So I used to know an Igor from Oberwald. Walked with a limp. One eye a bit higher than the other. Had the same manner of speaking. Very good brain at juggling, too."
"That sounds like my uncle Igor," said Igor. "He worked for the mad doctor at Blinth."
"Ha!
and he was a proper mad doctor too, not like the mad doctors you get these days. And the third